I'm a roadrunner, honey.
Are listening to the WGXC Acra 90.7 on your FM dial and WGXC.org on your smartphone or computer.
Network, this is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network.
I'm Tom Rowe in Acre, and you've tuned into the WGXC Morning Show on the first Monday in October. We're going to hear the brand new food segment on WGXC from Tepper. He travels to two restaurants on opposite sides of the Hudson River in search of a salad for lunch, visiting the Salad Bar in Catskill and Mi Rancho Alegre in Hudson. So stay tuned for that new segment on the radio. You also hear the Las Brujas Bilingüis segment this week about house guests overstaying their welcome. And we'll also hear the WGXC Congressional Report with recent news from the 18th, 19th, 20th, and 21st Congressional Districts. Philip Grant has the local news. Public News Service has national headlines, and the Catskill Makers have the better weather. All coming up for you on the WGXC Morning Show. Stay tuned.
A stream runs through. This is the network. Network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network. This is the news. This is the network.
Do you enjoy the arts, have an interest in art classes and meeting your local creative community? Then join us at the Athens Cultural Center on the first Friday of each month from 5 to 7 p.m. View our latest exhibition over free nibbles and drinks hosted by our ACC board members and get to know us. We are at 24 2nd Street in Athens and online at athensculturalcenter.org. We look forward to meeting you.
Waif Farm respectfully and humbly acknowledges the past, present, and future Indigenous peoples on whose ancestral lands Waif Farm and WGXC operate and broadcast. The Mohicans name themselves the people of the waters that are never still following their arrival along the Great Ebb Tide River, also known as the Hudson. The Mohicans stewarded this land over many generations and in dynamic communication and interaction with diverse Indigenous peoples, including the Haudenosaunee Mohawk and the Munsee Lenape. Mohican descendants today live in communities in Ontario, Wisconsin, and Oklahoma. For more information on Mohican history and the contemporary community of the Stockbridge-Munsee Band of Mohican Indians, please visit mohican.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Wendy Schmaltz of Claverick, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
I'm Tom Rowe in Acre with the WGXC Daily News for Monday, October 2nd. Go to the WGXC newsroom at wgxc.org for more information about any of these stories. It does not happen much, but occasionally both New York Senators Chuck Schumer and Kirsten Gillibrand and the four Hudson Valley representatives all vote the same way. It happened on September 30th when Republicans Elise Stefanik and Mark Molinaro and Democrats Pat Ryan and Paul Tonko all voted to keep the United States government operating temporarily, while a few ultra-conservative Republicans holding up a deal decide what exactly they want. Only 9 very conservative Republicans in the Senate voted against the temporary budget deal, while 90 Republicans and 1 Democrat in the House voted against the stopgap measure called the, quote, Continuing Appropriations Act 2024 and Other Extensions Act, unquote. Ryan said of the vote, quote, "For weeks, far-right MAGA extremists have threatened a government shutdown unless we accept cuts to critical programs that Hudson Valley veterans, seniors, and children rely on. Today, I voted alongside a bipartisan coalition to prevent those cuts and pass a bill that keeps the government open," unquote. Molinaro said, quote, "I'm a yes on the short-term government funding extension. We can do both. We can keep our government running while finishing our work to rein in inflation and secure the border," unquote. The next threat of a government shutdown is not pushed back, is now pushed back until after the elections in November. Michael Ryan reports in the Mountain Eagle that Greene County officials are crowing about the lack of an increase in the tax levy this year. Greene County Administrator Sean Grodin said, quote, "For the fifth straight year, there will be no increase in the tax levy. It is always a combination of factors. Expenses are up considerably from a year ago, but our sales tax revenue remains pretty robust," unquote. Despite taking a recent $3 million hit in Medicaid costs from New York State, Grodin says, quote, "Our projection for next year is that the budget will again be flat," unquote. The county's tentative budget numbers will be filed by October 17th in the office of the legislature clerk and then will be viewable on the county website. Then there's a public hearing about the proposed budget at the Catskill Middle School auditorium at 6 p.m. on October 30th. Read more about this story in Porcupine Soup. And Mid-Hudson News reports that the Federal Emergency Management Agency and the Federal Communications Commission are conducting a nationwide test of the emergency alert system at 2:20 p.m. on Wednesday, October 4th. Cell phones should receive wireless emergency alerts in either English or Spanish, and radios and television programs will be interrupted by the emergency alert system. Individual parts of the warning systems are tested regularly, and this is a coordinated nationwide test of the entire system. Read more about this story in Mid-Hudson News. Read more about any of these stories in the WGXC newsroom, wgxc.org.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Monday, October 2nd. We are 75.3% of the way through the year. There are 80 days left until the winter solstice. Local early morning temperatures range from 50 degrees in Steventown to 59 in Red Hook. Regional average soil temperature is 65 degrees. We'll have more fog this morning, mostly around bodies of water. Shouldn't be around long past 8 a.m. Trap that cool air inside if you can. It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high of 76 at 3 p.m. Overnight, temperatures dip to 53 degrees. Then, tomorrow will feel summer-like with sunny skies and dew points in the mid-60s, making it feel humid. We get a high temperature of 81 at 3 p.m. Overnight, temperatures fall to 59 degrees. Then, Wednesday, temperatures hit 81 degrees again. Thursday, things start to cool off. The high will only be 77. Today's tide schedule is high tide at 5:38 a.m., low tide at 12:05 a.m., high tide once again at 6:01 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 64 degrees and the tide strength will be high. Sunset today will be at 6:23 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 6:49 a.m. Looking way up, we see X-class flare chances are up to 5%. Plasma winds will be slow at 353 kilometers per second with a thin density of 3 protons per cubic centimeter. Radio propagation conditions are currently terrible till dark, then fair below 15 megahertz overnight. There are no chances of aurora this evening. The current sunspot number is 136. And it is fall. That means fun, and it also means the fund drive. Before everyone gets all caught up in the activities of the season, please consider helping out at your local social network. A quick visit to wgxc.org is all it takes. We can't push the buttons and make it happen without you. So thank you ahead of time, and happy fall, everyone.
Hello. Hello, Mr. Taylor.
What do you want?
Turn on the radio.
I'm talking to you. I'm talking to you.
You're being grotesque.
The radio, remember? Make it work.
Radio. It tends to induce.
That's time. Slows down. Now it's pretty late.
Why don't you switch on the radio?
I refuse to discuss it any further.
Oh, please, you must.
Please don't treat me like a mental patient.
realize what this means?
Don't look for it, Taylor. That's the radio.
Thank you, Mr. Taylor.
And suddenly...
The first edition of Food Segment on WGXC, where I investigate local food places and tell you all about my discoveries.
Houston Discovery.
Roger all, Discovery.
Houston Discovery, how do you read?
Diameter Discovery.
For the first installment of Food Segment, I tell the tale of two lunch salads. For my first salad, I was curious to find out more about the salad bar.
Yum, 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 yum.
At 374 Main Street in Catskill. I keep wanting to call it the Salad Bowl because their logo is a picture of a salad bowl with anthropomorphic lettuce leaping out of it. This salad establishment opened in April this year. It is in the location where the Mermaid Cafe used to be. It has a turquoise trim with a big window. The salad bar has indoor and outdoor seating areas. Inside, you will find a dining room with succulents on the tables. Around the corner is the actual salad bar, with salad bar persons working behind a cold case filled with 9-pan containers of salad ingredients.
Cucumber, tomato, carrot, bell pepper, red onion, peas, banana pepper, pickled jalapenos, broccoli, mushrooms, radish, cabbage, roasted red peppers, pepperoncini, olives, artichoke, pickled beets, croutons, tortilla strips, crispy egg noodles, peanuts, shaved almonds, pepitas, mandarin orange, apple, dried cranberries, raisins, cheddar pepper, black, shaved parmesan, blue cheese, feta, and goat cheese.
Wow!
The salad ordering is structured so that you choose your lettuce, followed by toppings, which are organized into categories like vegetables, cheese, and nuts. When you order, you will tell a salad bar worker all of the things you want in your salad, starting with the kind of lettuce and building with ingredients all the way to the dressing.
Can I have a salad with... like romaine and spinach, to go, please.
I got a salad with romaine and spinach for my lettuce.
I'll also have alfalfa sprouts. Are the pickled beets like sweet, kind of?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And then, can I add chicken?
I added pickled beets, garbanzo beans, chicken, alfalfa sprouts, and fried wonton pieces, and I chose the sesame ginger dressing.
And then I'll have the sesame ginger dressing.
The walls of the salad bar ordering area are decorated with posters that have been custom made, where menu items are presented as though they are an element from the periodic table. The dining room is spare and modern. You can sit across from a long mirror and watch yourself eat your salad, or you can take it to go.
Hey, can I just have a to-go box to put my leftovers in? Yeah, small one's perfect.
My salad was served in a black ceramic bowl. The lettuce was crisp, and I did not find any of those wilty pieces of lettuce that one finds in salad mixes sometimes. The chicken was grilled and cubed and served cold, mixed in with my lettuce. The pickled beets I chose were sweet, the garbanzo beans were firm, and the ginger sesame dressing was very sweet. If I were to return to the salad bar, I would not get the ginger sesame dressing again. I could see myself returning to the salad bar in a situation where I am in Catskill and I have forgotten to bring my own salad and I refuse to eat anything else but salad. There are other places on Main Street in Catskill that serve salad, but I don't know if they're open for lunch. For my second salad, I headed to Mi Rancho Alegre, which opened last year at 350 Fairview in Hudson, New York. Mi Rancho Alegre is in a shopping center across from ShopRite. It is next to a Staples office store. There is ample parking.
What I will say, there's tons of parking here. I guess you can only park in their parking lot, but there's like probably over 100 parking spots here.
And the restaurant is not hard to find, as it has a very visible sign and a colorful blue and yellow exterior.
Mi Rancho Alegre, blue and orange on the outside.
There is indoor seating only. Inside of their cavernous and dark dining rooms. I say dining rooms because there are multiple rooms. The first one is where you enter and are greeted and sat by a host.
Hello.
You can choose to sit at their festive bar with TVs tuned to sports channels. I sat at a large booth. If it were not for the clear view of the parking lot outside and an AutoZone auto parts center, one might feel whisked away to another place and time altogether.
100 different types of margaritas.
The walls are decorated with elaborate pictures of horses and other cowboy imagery. The hanging ceiling lights are installed inside of miniature wooden barrels, and the backs of the wooden chairs are cut out in the shape of bull's horns. I came for the taco salad, but deliberated momentarily on the fajita salad.
Taco salad or fajita salad? I'm getting chicken, so the difference between the taco salad and the fajita salad, in terms of chickens, the fajita salad has grilled chicken, the taco salad has shredded chicken. I'm gonna go with...
Before I ordered my meal, a waiter person brought me a generous bowl of chips with salsa and a dish of refried beans, which would come into play later. I ordered the taco salad with shredded chicken. It came served inside of a fried tortilla. The chicken was savory and tender. On top of it was the salad part, which was shredded iceberg lettuce, diced tomatoes, and shredded cheddar cheese, which made the salad almost 90% shredded things. It was served with heaping dollops of guacamole and sour cream. I poured the red salsa and refried beans on top of my taco salad, and I requested a bottle of Cholula brand hot sauce, which I poured almost in its entirety on top of my salad, boosting it with necessary heat and acidity.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
A tale of two salads. One salad, very sweet, from the salad bar in Catskill, New York. I ended up taking it to go and putting anchovies on it when I got home.
No!
The other salad, a very savory one, one that had sour cream and beans on it, from Mi Rancho Alegre in Hudson. This salad left me with lots of leftovers that I ate for dinner. Salad can mean so many things. Thank you for tuning in to the first edition of Food Segment on WGXC.
que tú me tienes temblando de noche y de día.
Tú me hiciste brujería.
Me quieres mandar pa' la tumba fría.
Tú me hiciste brujería.
Bruja, bruja, brujita.
Tú me hiciste brujería.
Demonio.
Tú me hiciste brujería.
Me echaste.
Bueno, 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 pues... No, probando, probando.
Bueno, bueno, bueno.
Bueno, probando. Uno.
Uno, dos.
Dos. Tres.
Cuá, cuá.
Cuá,
cuatro.
Cuá, cuá, cuatro. Ajá. Dice la pato. Ajá. El pato.
Cuá, cuá, cuá. Cuatro.
Cuatro.
Ajá.
Bienvenidos a nuestro programa Las Brujas Bilingües.
Sí.
Soy la pelirroja. Peligrosa, picosa, picosa. Con ajá. Pecositas.
Con pequitas.
Sí,
sí, sí.
La triple P.
La triple P, pecas, y picosa y...
Pelirroja.
Pelirroja.
Ajá. I'm a redhead.
Ah, sí.
Y estoy aquí con mi amiga del alma, mi bruja, la mexicanta.
Sí.
Gloria, la mexicanta.
Soy la mexicanta. Encantadas de estar aquí en el programa de las
sí.
brujas.
Sí, gracias para todo su apoyo,
gracias.
Sus mensajes.
Oh, sí,
actually, muchos. We got some messages this uh-huh. week and it was exciting.
Sí, tenemos varios mensajes y queremos...
De otras brujas.
Oh, de las más brujas.
Sí.
Sí, sí. Sí, sí. Un saludo a las brujas, Elvia y Janet
oh,
García.
Shout out.
Ajá.
Shout out.
Se siguen acumulando las brujas, entonces estamos de fiesta.
Oh, y en cada segmento de nosotros tenemos temas, un poco temas.
Sí, tenemos
y cada
temas.
Segmento ajá. está diferente.
Sí, y más emocionante. Cada segmento es con más emociones.
Oh, really?
Sí, sí.
For you?
Para todos.
Oh, I feel the same.
¿Cómo? ¿Cómo no me diga esto?
Oh, sorry.
No, no, no.
You're emotional? ¿Por
sí,
qué?
Pues, es... Este,
¿tiene anxiety?
Anxiety.
So exciting she has anxiety.
Mi primer anxiety.
Yeah, it's your first time. Pero, ¿cuál es nuestro tema?
Nuestro
para
tema
hoy?
Tema es...
¿Recuerda? ¿Tú no recuerda?
De la visita, de
sí.
no hay cama para tanta gente, de
sí.
los que vienen de vacaciones, que
sí.
sí, pues sí, toda la gente llega, gente de vacaciones, pero llegan bastantes gentes, 4 o 5, y,
that's
y
too
no
much.
Hay cama para tanta gente.
Oh,
entonces,
no.
2, 3 días, es okay, no más.
No más.
No, no, no.
Sí, este segmento is dedicated to... All the very generous hosts out there that have house guests in their house.
Sí.
It's, you know, sometimes it's okay,
sometimes.
But not more than 3 days.
No, por.
No, thank you. Kick them out, please.
Sí.
Y tenemos música para
buena
la
música.
Hosts,
sí, sí,
la house guests,
ajá,
las visitas.
Sí, sí, para que ya vayan. Agarrando la onda de que 3 días Trumbax.
Yeah, you can play this song to kick your house guests out.
Si usted va a ir
está
de vacaciones.
Bien para esta.
Si usted va a ir de vacaciones, recuerde nada más 3 días,
yeah.
No 4.
Or just get a hotel.
Oh no, pobres.
No? Okay.
Bueno, sí está bien. 3 días en la casa y los demás en el hotel.
Yeah, and then you can meet for brunch or something.
Ajá,
it's
sí.
fine.
Sí.
But yeah, don't take advantage
no.
of your family members.
No sí. se aproveche de la familia.
Because then you're not going to get invited back.
Uh-huh.
Nope. No, nope. Not even for 1 day. Sorry.
Sí, sí.
So yeah, if you have a bunch of house guests at your house and you're going crazy
sí.
and you want them out, you mm-hmm. can play them this song from El Gran Combo de Puerto Rico.
Uh-huh.
Esta canción se llama No hay cama para tanta gente.
No hay.
No, no, no hay.
Hay. What is hay suelo. Puede usted acostarse en el suelo.
¿Qué
en el
suelo?
Sofá.
¿The floor?
Ajá.
Or the sofa.
En el sofá.
Sí. But no hay camas.
No, pero cama no. Cama
yeah.
no. No, no, no.
There's
no.
not enough beds for all these people.
No, no. Para tanta no.
Para tanta no.
Unas 2, 3 personas.
Yeah. I don't, we don't have that
si
many beds.
Son más de 4, ya sabe, al suelo.
You're on the
puede
floor.
Puede hacer lo que usted guste también, no importa.
Sí. Okay, so vamos a escuchar esta canción especial para las visitas.
Para la visita. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Había preparado. Allí llegó Pérez Prado, oiga, los guaracheros de Oriente. La fiesta estaba caliente. Johnny el men casi dormía y Eddie miró, le decía: no hay cama para tanta gente. Viene un combo que llegaba. Y a Ramito el de la altura, más atrás Johnny Ventura, con Yayo el indio charlaba. Roberto Torres estaba con Javier Vaca y su gente. Y Ras Mercado de repente intentó apagar la luz, pero gritó: Celia Cruz, no hay cama pa' tanta gente. Encontró que la selecta ya se encontraba dispuesta para alegrar el ambiente. Y en una esquina Tito Fuente empezaba a pestañear y volvió Celia a gritar: ¡Azúcar! ¡No hay cama para tanta gente! David estaba jaladito y así dijo prontamente: oye, machuchan, dámele a esta gente de café negro una taza y todo el mundo va a su casa. No hay cama para tanta gente.
¡Afuera! ¡A la calle!
Mira, ahí se va este. Mamá, José
Esteban,
Papo Sánchez.
¡Afuera! ¡Pa' la calle! ¡Afuera! ¡Pa' la calle!
Mírelo pa' abajo, que son un peligro arriba.
Se llenan las manos de lechón, después se limpia con la cortina y por eso.
Mírelo pa' abajo, que son un peligro arriba.
Allá, allá se meten al baño y te lo dejan como piscina, tú ves.
Mírelo pa' abajo, que son un peligro arriba.
Se jaltan y beben y se enferman, después te dicen: señora, tiene aspirina.
Mírelo pa' abajo, que son un peligro arriba.
Que esa trulla,
esta canción está No hay cama para tanta gente. There's not enough beds for all these people.
No, no. Pero
from El Gran Combo de Puerto Rico.
Arriba Puerto Rico.
Sí. Sí. Mm-hmm. Me gusta esta canción.
Sí.
Afuera.
Afuera.
A la calle.
No hay cama.
No hay cama para tanta, tanta gente. Yeah, he's like, kick him out. Kick him out onto the street.
Sí, sí.
Did you ever do that? No. ¿Con una house guest? ¿Con una visita?
Todavía no.
No? Not
Todavía
yet?
Todavía no.
Not yet.
No. Y no creo.
Yo, I didn't do that, but maybe un poco.
Un poco, sí.
Sí.
Con sus amigos.
Yeah, un roommate mal y yo dice afuera.
A la calle.
Yeah, a la calle. Yeah, it was...
No.
Él está loco.
Sí, un poco.
Un poco.
Yo loco.
Yeah.
No, yo pienso que yo no. Okay. No tengo corazón.
Sí, la mexicana es más bonita de yo.
Ah, no, no.
Sí.
No, pero era su roommate, dice usted, no era su familia.
Yeah, no.
Entonces, con su familia todo puede.
Yeah, they can stay forever.
Forever and ever.
And ever and ever.
And ever and ever.
Y sí, we have también otra canción.
Sí.
Esta se llama Your House.
Your
from Steel House.
Pulse, uh-huh.
Una grupo de reggae.
Uh-huh.
Your house.
My house.
Su casa.
Su casa.
Su casa.
Sí.
¿Y quiere escuchar?
Vamos.
Vamos. Música maestra.
Canción, música maestra.
Ok, vámonos.
Vámonos.
Con Your House.
Con su casa.
Su casa.
Yo
Esta canción está Your House de Steel Pulse, el grupo Steel Pulse.
Muy bonita canción.
Thank you. Ajá. I want to live in your house.
Yo quiero vivir en su casa.
Mine? I want to live in your house.
Oh, sí.
Okay.
Qué bien.
Vamos a switcheroo.
Oh, sí, ¿por qué no?
Okay.
Sin pagar renta, no biles.
Oh, yeah. Está bien.
Sí.
Maybe estas personas no quieren que las visitas viven en su house.
¿En la casa?
Yeah.
Sí. No, no quieren.
Lo siento.
No quieren visita. No hay cama para tanta gente.
Exactly. Ajá. Those two songs, pienso que es bien together.
Es una combinación perfecta.
Oh, thanks. Ajá. Thank you. Sí. Y sí, pienso que finimos.
Finimos el programa de No hay cama para tanta gente.
Sí.
No visitas. Y si viene de visita, 3 días.
Yeah, no más.
3 días, porque
3 days limit.
Ajá, no hay cama para tanta gente.
No. If they're on the floor, maybe it's okay.
Sí, es okay. En el suelo, yeah. Sofá, pero en la cama no.
No, no hay.
No, no, no hay.
Sí, y if you want to leave us a 3-minute voicemail for our program, sí, to request a song or leave us a secret, ask some advice, you can call 518-212-7509,
mm-hmm,
en español.
Al programa Las Brujas Bilingües, deje su mensaje al 518-212-7509 y sigue escuchando la 90.7 con Las Brujas Bilingües,
yeah.
Ariel, la pelirroja, peligrosa, pecosa y picosa.
Oh my God, it's a mouthful.
4P.
Sí.
La 4P.
Y Gloria es más simple. Ella, ajá, está la mexicanta.
Yo solamente una. Me va ganando con 3.
Okay, we need to think about some more M's. M, M, M.
M, M, M.
M.
A toda M.
A toda M.
Ajá, toda madre.
Sí.
Sí, sí, muchas gracias, sí. Siga escuchándonos, seguimos con todo su apoyo, gracias por el apoyo que nos están brindando.
Oh.
Ajá, vamos con todo todavía,
sí.
Gracias.
Thank you so much.
Gracias por sus mensajes también.
Sí.
Y bienvenido al mes de octubre.
Coming up.
Ajá.
Coming up,
ya,
something special
ya.
For October.
Oh, sí, ya, octubre.
Es la mes para las brujas.
El mes de octubre. Ajá,
so,
la temperatura perfecta.
Ajá.
Uh-huh. 65, 70.
Okay, ya. <yeah. laughs> Esta es para la próxima segmento.
Para el próximo, okay, segmento, el de octubre. Entonces, ahorita todavía estamos en
septiembre.
Septiembre. Ajá.
So, okay, see you next week.
See you next week.
Thank you.
Thank you. Gracias, gracias.
Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times.
If somebody wants to make a motion against me, bring it. There has to be an adult in the room. I am going to govern which what is best for this country.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is under pressure for a last-minute deal with Democrats on a spending resolution to avoid a government shutdown. Ultra-conservative Florida Republican Matt Gaetz says he'll file a motion to unseat McCarthy this week, saying the speaker lied about spending cuts and border policies. The stopgap measure moves the spending deadline to mid-November. It includes $16 billion in disaster relief at home, but no aid for Ukraine. President Biden is pressing for a separate aid package as soon as possible.
And I want to assure our American allies and the American people and the people of Ukraine that you can count on our support. We will not walk away.
Senate leaders say there's strong bipartisan support there for uninterrupted Ukraine funding. Pressure's building on California Governor Gavin Newsom as he considers the replacement for Senator Dianne Feinstein. Newsom has promised to name a black woman, but also says he won't name anyone running for the seat. That could rule out Representative Barbara Lee of Oakland, exactly who the Congressional Black Caucus is saying they want him to pick. Lee points out the Senate has no black women in it.
The Senate needs a perspective that I bring with my life experiences as a progressive black woman.
Federal student loan payments restart this month. Representative Ayanna Pressley of Massachusetts calls it a crisis for Black college graduates who carry an average of $25,000 more debt than their white peers.
It takes a psychological toll. It chokes at the promise of our families, our communities, and our country.
The Supreme Court rejected a Biden administration proposal to cancel up to $20,000 in debt. The administration says its SAVE income-based repayment plan can still dramatically reduce monthly payments and interest charges and even totally forgive many loans. Today marks the start of Banned Books Week. PEN America says there have been more than 3,000 book bans in public schools and libraries over the past year, mostly from far-right groups targeting women, people of color, or LGBTQ authors. Moms for Liberty co-founder Tiffany Justice says they want to protect children.
Parental rights do not stop at the classroom door. We do not co-parent with the government.
More than 40% of all recent book bans have occurred in Florida school districts. A lawsuit filed in Michigan aims to keep former President Donald Trump off the state's presidential ballot. The group Free Speech for People contends Trump is disqualified because he participated in an insurrection to overturn the last election. Dozens of similar suits have been filed in other states. Meanwhile, Trump says he'll be in the courtroom when his civil trial for extensive business fraud starts in New York. I'm Catherine Carley for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Today we read a portion of a September 28 speech by President Biden on the legacy of Senator John McCain and the challenge we face in preserving our democracy. Here's an excerpt. Let me begin with the core principles. Democracy means rule of the people, not rule of monarchs, not rule of the moneyed, not rule of the mighty. Regardless of party, that means respecting free and fair elections, accepting the outcome, win or lose. It means you can't love your country only when you win. Democracy means rejecting and repudiating political violence. Regardless of party, such violence is never, never, never acceptable in America. It's undemocratic, and it must never be normalized to advance political power. And democracy means respecting the institutions that govern a free society. That means adhering to the timeless words of the Declaration of Independence. We hold these truths to be self-evident. A mission statement embodied in our Constitution, our system of separation of powers and checks and balances. Our Constitution, the bulwark to prevent the abuse of power to ensure we the people move forward together under the law rather than believing the only way is one way or no way at all. But our institutions and our democracy are not just of government. The institutions of democracy depend on the Constitution and our character and the habits of our hearts and minds. We've linked to the full text at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
I'm Tom Rowe in Acre, and Philip Grant up in Rensselaer County and I are bringing you the WGXC Congressional Report, full of stories about what the candidates and representatives from the New York 18th, 19th, 20th, and 21st congressional districts have been up to this past week. Go to WGXC.org in the WGXC newsroom for complete coverage of your congressional representative.
Diane Pinero Zucker reports in the Daily Freeman that prominent conservative and liberal scholars have argued recently that former President Donald Trump cannot run for office under the 14th Amendment because he took part in an insurrection. Local representatives Mark Molinaro, a Republican, and Pat Ryan, a Democrat, predictably disagree on the issue. Ryan said, and I quote, "The constitutional scholars that have written on this, including many very conservative constitutional scholars, asserting that Trump should not be on the ballot, is a very compelling argument. I think it's something we have to take seriously, and that I want to certainly hear from more experts on it. I think it could likely end up in the Supreme Court," end quote. Molinaro disagrees, saying, and I quote, "You can't consider the 14th Amendment in static, as if it was dropped a week ago. It was in the result of the near loss of the American Union, and the concept was that we didn't want that kind of experience again, and therefore we used the Constitution to protect against states leaving and those using military efforts to overtake the Union. When you apply that, you have to apply the rest of the Constitution, which is due process. Every man and woman is afforded due process. Level the charge, consider the charges by a court, and then get the individual to a penalty. That's the basic American standard," end quote. The 14th Amendment was passed so that people who take up against fair and legal voting in this country, who acted against the electoral process, were ineligible to win office. Ryan, who represents the 18th Congressional District, said the amendment, and I quote, was written post-Civil War to deal with exactly the situation we find ourselves in right now, where there are those who had seceded from the Union and hijacked control of it, and in 1861 voted to block certification of elections, just like we had in 2021. So we're at a very perilous time, and I'm glad that the folks had the foresight to include this in the Constitution, end quote. While Molinaro, who represents the 19th Congressional District, does not believe in disbarring Trump from office, he would not say if he supported him. Asked about Trump's role in the insurrection at the Capitol on January 6, 2021, and recordings of Trump's alleged attempt to subvert his election loss in Georgia, Molinaro only said, and I quote, let's get through this next chapter, end quote. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. Diane Pinheiro Zucker reports in the Daily Freeman that Representative Mark Molinaro, a Republican who represents the 19th Congressional District, supports House Speaker Kevin McCarthy launching an impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden, while Democrat Pat Ryan, who represents the 18th District, does not. But Molinaro would not specifically say why there should be an impeachment investigation. Molinaro said, and I quote, oversight of the executive branch is one of Congress's most fundamental duties. I worry about what appears to be criminal activity benefiting the Biden family and undermining our national interests. That warrants an inquiry, end quote. He did not say what alleged criminal activity needed investigating. Then, after appealing to conservative Republicans by backing impeachment, he attempted to court moderates and independents by saying he, and I quote, did not come to Congress to impeach the president, end quote, and has, and I quote, pledged to work with him on areas where we can find common ground, like mental health care and the opioid epidemic, end quote. Then Molinaro's spokesperson, who would not respond when asked about Representative Jamie Raskin's assertion that the Biden impeachment investigation, and I quote, is a transparent effort to boost Donald Trump's campaign by establishing a false moral equivalency between Trump, the four-time indicted former president, end quote, and Biden, who faces, and I quote, zero evidence of wrongdoing whatsoever, end quote. Ryan, though, agreed, saying McCarthy has not found, and I quote, any meaningful evidence for impeachment. Unlike him, I'll continue to fight for my constituents and the American people, end quote. And while Democrats took votes on the record to impeach Trump, the House took no vote to begin the impeachment investigation into Biden, with McCarthy announcing it on September 12th on his own. Apparently, the business dealings of the president's son will be the main thrust of the investigation. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. Brett Samuels reports for The Hill that former President Donald Trump may be coordinating his election campaign to regain the presidency with the U.S. House leaders that are launching an impeachment inquiry into his opponent, President Joe Biden. Trump spoke September 12th with Representative Elise Stefanik, the Republican who represents Rensselaer County and the rest of the 21st Congressional District in New York, just after Speaker Kevin McCarthy announced a formal impeachment inquiry into Biden. Stefanik said, and I quote, I speak to President Trump a lot. I spoke to him today, end quote. Stefanik claimed that whatever House Republicans are investigating is, and I quote, the biggest political corruption scandal of our lifetime, end quote. Stefanik did not give specific details of what alleged crimes are being investigated. Democrats took votes before starting impeachment investigations into Trump, but McCarthy just announced the current investigation without any vote. Locally, Democrat Representative Pat Ryan said he is against impeachment, while Democrat Paul Tonko has been mum so far. Republican Representative Mark Molinaro came out for the impeachment inquiry, but also did not specifically say what exactly he wanted to investigate. Read more about this story in The Hill. Joshua Solomon reports in the Times Union that on September 20th, Governor Kathy Hochul signed a bill that allows any New Yorker to cast their vote by mail. Hochul said, and I quote, "It's finally time to allow people to vote by mail. Why not? What is so sinister? Why would this be attacked? What are you afraid of?" End quote. Representative Elise Stefanik leads a Republican lawsuit filed in the state Supreme Court of Albany September 20th against the measure. The lawsuit says the state's constitution only allows absentee voting in cases of not being in your registered county on election day or an illness or disability. Stefanik said, and I quote, "Kathy Hochul and extreme New York Democrats are trying to destroy what is left of election integrity in New York," end quote. But Hochul framed the issue differently, saying, and I quote, "There's a more sinister slow-motion insurrection going on, a little more under the surface, perhaps, than what we saw on January 6th. It's happening quietly in Republican legislatures all across the country. They're stripping away these rights. They're doing the exact opposite of what needs to happen," end quote. Voting by mail was used nationally throughout COVID-19 pandemic with few reports of any problems. The bill Hochul signed also expands same-day voter registration and requires officials at prisons to provide voting rights information when prisoners are released from incarceration. The new law also creates a penalty if an electoral college elector votes against the will of the people. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Paul Kirby reports in the Daily Freeman that Representative Mark Molinaro has moved to Catskill. Now the congressional representative now lives in the district he represents. Until now, Molinaro has been living in the 18th congressional district while representing the 19th district. Molinaro did not provide a comment about the move, which was announced by his spokesman, Dan Kanz. Molinaro won his office while living out of the district in 2022, but promised to move into the district. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman.
This has been the WGXC Congressional Report, tracking the votes, statements, positions, and campaigns of the representatives and candidates for the 18th, 19th, 20th, and 21st congressional seats in New York. Go to WGXC.org for more information. Coming to the Half Moon in Hudson, Baba Commandant.
Cabeça não me deixa.